It is October 24th, 2018. It is also Voices from the Dark episode number 23. And it is also Mistaken Ideas number 5.
Yeah. Number five.
Where are we at, Evgeny? Where are we coming at you?
From Berlin, Neukölln, but I forgot the name of the bar.
Soul Cat. Soul Cat on Panierstrasse. I mean, that's a pretty cool name for a place to be. We're in the Soul Cat. I'm not saying it's a cool place. I mean, I do think it's a cool place, but my point is that it's a cool name for a place to be. It sounds cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Yeah. It has a ring to it. It's not the best, though, but it's all
right. Right. I agree. It's not the best, but it works. So what are we doing here, man?
We're going to talk today to another fallacy that we got here for you. It's a pretty common one, but we say that for all the ones that we spoke about. So that's
so far,
mean,
yeah.
Yeah, so far. Yeah. I don't know if we just think that all fallacies are pretty common.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, or they actually are.
Or maybe we are just hypersensitive to it, and we're like, because we're thinking about it,
yeah.
You know.
Hold that thought.
Yeah.
Because today we're talking about appeal to authority.
Yes.
So that is the fallacy. And this is actually a pretty good introduction to the episode, what we just discussed, because we are saying that these are pretty, they are pretty common. Does that make it a valid claim because we speak about
that's very fucking true, bro.
Because we speak about fallacies and we're just the guys from the fallacy podcast. Does that make it true? if you actually appeal to what you're saying for being true, that would be a fallacious appeal to authority because we are not experts on the topic.
Holy
at
shit.
All
you just actually
That I nailed is, that.
That is perfect. I think we just go home now because I think that...
Roll credits.
Yeah, I really do think that was perfect. Nice one, yeah. Dude. Oh, shit. Cheers to that. Cheers to that. Mm. Which is odd because it sort of proves also, or it's evidence for the fact that it is common.
Mm.
So let's not talk about our... let's not talk about our opinions. We'll just talk about like examples that we've heard, and obviously we're going to read from this book again, Mastering Logical Fallacies by Michael Wythe.
Yeah, it is the go-to source for that episode. The only one.
Yeah, I mean, we use different, like...
Yeah, I read a couple of things online, actually, and watched a couple of videos, but that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, we're using this one for today.
So
we would give you like the definition of it, like the academic definition of appeal to. That's appeal to celebrity, man.
Oh man, you got the wrong.
Oh wait.
Yeah, but it's similar. It's similar.
Yeah, it's
actually.
Similar, but no,
it's right next
there
to
it is
it.
Appeal to authority. Yeah. I guess that a celebrity
we can talk
can
about
be
that
an
as well.
Authority.
Like
yeah.
Obviously, if we have time, we can get
yeah,
to
sure.
appeal to celebrity as well.
So. The definition goes like attempting to support an argument P, not by offering any direct evidence that P, but by appealing to the testimony of an authority A.
So that's the sort of definition, let's say. And then there's also a very...
Very stupid example, but it's
what
funny.
The
We're gonna
oh, no, I was thinking of even the more general thing. That's maybe... I'll read that. It's,
yeah, go ahead.
Person A claims that P. A is considered an authority, therefore P. It's a very stripped down way of saying what you just said.
It's like you're paging it to someone.
Paging it? What the hell is that?
You know, like the pager? And if you could like send text on the pager, it only has like
numbers.
Like 15 characters.
Oh, 15. Shit. Man, like the pagers you had 15?
I
think
have no
mine
idea.
Only had...
I don't
like
know.
9 or 10. 0 to 9.
Yeah, but
no,
you
I have
like
no idea. I never had a pager.
Hashtag, maybe.
I never had a pager.
I had
if
one.
We're talking
I was
about
kid.
The same thing.
Yeah, like that
you
thing
had
that
a
you
pager?
Put on the belt. Yeah,
that is weird, man.
It is. It is.
Because that was like old school.
I had it like had in 1997, I
yeah,
want
to
say.
Yeah, definitely would have been weird for you to have that shit. But hey, man. Well, maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't fucking know.
It's
I'm not like the expert on the history of pagers.
People still had pagers, I guess.
I guess so, yeah.
All right,
How the hell did we get into that?
I don't know.
So yeah, it's like we were paging Evgeny in the past.
No. It's because of the very stripped down and like reduced to nothing.
Yeah.
Informal.
It's like a tweet.
How is that informal? Look at that. Look at it. Has like informal and then this the definition that Steve just read.
But the thing is that it. So this book, if you look at all the fallacies, it either says informal or formal.
All right.
Or, yeah, something like that. Like, I'm sure that you can find one, maybe even... yeah, most fallacies that we're talking about are informal. I think they all were informal up to this point, but there is, like, a formal one in this book. Man. Or maybe not. Shit.
Yeah, well, in the meantime, I wanna plug something in.
All right, plug it, plug away.
I wanna plug out my other show that I'm a part of.
Yeah,
it's on every Sunday from 7 p.m. live from La Betula in Noikion for the moment, but we are mobile. It is RBLWA, Radio Banda Larga with Attitude.
It's like NWA, but RBLWA.
Yeah, it's a. It's a funny thing.
It's cool.
It is a cool name. And it's a part of the Radio Banda Larga online radio. So if you like hip-hop and trap...
If you like Cardi B.
If you like Cardi B. If you don't like Cardi B and you like some other artists as well, like listen to us because I think it's a pretty good show. I really enjoy doing it.
How dare you say that about Cardi B?
No, I mean, it's all right if you don't like her and you like her as shit.
It's
so
not
all
right.
All right.
It's getting dark in here, man. We need lights, but no, I got it here. All right, so your example. Yeah, yeah. The example from the book. It's so, I like it.
Yeah. So the example is my dad says that scientists just planted dinosaur bones to discredit creationism. Hence, evolution must be false. That is a great example. I love it. It sounds like a retard from the deep south in the U.S. Yeah.
So, I think
conspiracy theorist as well.
I think that it would be cool that if scientists really did that shit,
because that is like straight up from a comic book, you know?
Yeah, but it's super cool because like these scientists are like. We don't give a fuck if we're gonna. We don't give a fuck if they think we have enough evidence or whatever. We have enough evidence, and you know what? We're gonna also plant some extra fucking dinosaur bones just to fuck with them. It's like, I mean, this is scientists like going
trolling
extra,
people.
Trolling people, yeah. I also
trolling
consider
religious people.
Going the extra mile.
No, that's straight up trolling. That's not going the extra mile. Going the extra mile would mean to put some more effort into something that is predictive. This is not.
No. Oh, predictive. Yeah, you're right. You're probably right about
that's
that.
That's like going the extra mile. Otherwise, you would be just going the mile because you're doing something that you wouldn't normally do because it's not your job. And it's just like an outside mile. It's not the extra mile. It's not the extra on already what you're doing.
We're going to have to talk about that another time.
All right.
I think we should get back to this, to the appeal to authority.
Maybe it's a good idea.
So anyway, so I think that it would be great, but no, we're not talking about that, right? We're talking about... My dad says X, so that therefore,
it's X is right.
X is true. Yeah,
X is true.
So that's classic.
Or it can be even a moral question, like therefore X is good and Y is bad. You can appeal to authority for moral decisions as well, not only for truthful decisions, like factual.
All right. So basically. Something could be true or false or good or bad.
Yeah, good or bad. Like, think of the Ten Commandments.
Right. That's and those are fallacies too, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But I think truth is the underlying... Oh, did you just drop my lighter? My new skull lighter? I've been wanting to talk about this lighter for a long time.
No,
but
don't.
But
come on, people don't give a shit about your lighter.
Nobody cares. I really want to, though. If a guest... you're not going to ask me, but if somebody actually asks me, I'm going to tell them about my fucking lighter.
You already are doing that, so don't.
No, I'm not saying anything about the lighter.
All right.
Back to business. Yeah, so actually, I think it's pretty simple.
It is a simple fallacy, but there are like a couple of other descriptions here about a mistake and then a solution. I think that this is the way that the book is structured. Sorry, but this is the first time that I'm actually reading it. Yeah,
that's Mastering Logical Fallacies by Michael Wythe.
Yeah.
That's how he's got the whole book, and apparently they're all informal. Actually, I think in the beginning of the book he says, all of the fallacies I'm going to mention in this book are informal, but then they label it. I don't know. There must be one or two.
But what formal. Does it mean, formal or informal?
It's like one is just like based on a logical structure as opposed to, you know, some kind of... what the only word I can think of is like an extra logical structure, which is like, you know, what's an authority? An authority, you have to know what that means. You know what I mean? It's like there's other formal fallacies which are like if P, then Q, then not, then all this bullshit with the P's and the fucking Q's and or stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's like mathematical.
No. It's logical.
Logical. It's part of mathematics, but we don't have to get into that. You can look that shit up on Wikipedia, man.
Yeah.
Let's
see. The mistake. There is no problem with justifying a belief by appealing to an authority.
Wait a minute. Don't you think we should read that real-life example first?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so he's got like a real-life example.
This is a stupid example, but we're going to give it.
All right, do it.
So some figures of the early Christian church did not believe that the earth was round because this contradicted the authority of the Bible. Does the Bishop of Gabala, 4th century AD, argue that the earth was flat because this is what scripture says? If it was round, how could the Lord stretch out the heavens as a curtain and spread them out as a tent to dwell in? Isaiah 40:22. Like, is this how you read it?
Yeah, Isaiah? Something like that. Yeah,
fortunately, the views of these flat earthers never became official doctrine. So yeah, it's basically what we said.
Yeah.
But it's with
a little more detailed.
And in a stupid scenario, like the Bishop of Gabala, whoever that fuck was. All right.
I guess it's a real guy, I don't know. So, yeah, appeal to authority, and then he always goes on to say, like, what the mistake is. Like, why is it a fallacy, really? And that's actually quite interesting. Do you want me to read it, or do you want to read it?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll just read it, yeah.
Go ahead.
Let's see. I got my light here.
No.
Oh, thanks. So the mistake, there is no problem with justifying a belief by appeal to authority, provided that the authority is an expert on the subject at hand. This is what you were saying earlier.
Mm.
So if John is an expert on nuclear physics, it's reasonable to believe the claims he makes about, say, the possibility of cold fusion. However, it would be silly to defer to his authority qua nuclear physicist. What?
What is that? Qua nuclear
like
physicist.
Anyway, it would be silly to defer to his authority as a nuclear physicist were he to pronounce on the death penalty. So basically it's saying that you can
count on his opinion as an authority on nuclear physics, but that doesn't mean that you should listen to him about his opinion on that sentence.
Exactly. So I think that
I'm sorry about that noise.
I actually think that even if an expert says something, and he is an expert and he has the valid credentials, simply saying that what he says is true on his topic, on his expert, you know, the topic that he's an expert on, just because he says it doesn't actually make it true. Like, it's got to be...
Yeah, definitely.
You know, he's got to have the evidence and stuff like that.
Yeah, the method that he's using, like the scientific method, should be based on tangible evidence, in a way.
Or really what I'm trying to say is that he should have a way of presenting this evidence to us. If he's making this claim, he can't just be like I think that an appeal to authority could be like, if he says... trust me, I do this, you know, this is my, I'm an expert on this, just trust me, if this X is true, should we just trust him or should we look at his evidence, which is...
You know what I was thinking? Yeah, I was thinking that based on the fact that we live only a very limited amount of time and there are very limited amount of things that we could know inside out for ourselves, that we can consider ourselves experts. Like, I think about that every once in a while, like, what do you, what are you expert in? Mm-hmm. And I come up with a very definitive list of what I am an expert in. In absolutely fucking nothing. I'm not an expert in anything. Like, mm-hmm. When I think about it, right now when we have the internet, you can always think about something that you always wanted to do. Like, for example, becoming an expert, Muay Thai fighter. Mm. And you can be exposed to the best Muay Thai fighters in the world, and you spend like a lot of time doing that, but you were not even close to these guys, so you're not even an expert on that, but you spend a lot of time. So when you think about it, like, from that perspective, I'm not an expert in absolutely nothing, but there are people that are experts.
Yeah.
And given the fact that I am not an expert on any topic, and there are people that can claim things because they have expertise, I would tend to trust them before I make like a valid choice of what do I think about it. I would check it maybe, but if I don't if I don't really care about that problem and they're just an authority, I would just like, yeah, okay, that's it. If it's right. Not like changing my life in any way.
There's a key word there. You just mentioned that you said you don't. If you don't care about this topic, then you'll just take their word for it, which is totally fine. And it's actually, in some way, it's not even affecting your life. So I definitely yep. see where you're coming from. But I think that the main ingredient has to be that, like, the person who's requesting this authority to show the evidence, that person has to care. Because you're not going to ask for evidence for everything.
Exactly.
Like, oh, my God, my cell phone, I just called my wife. How did that work? You know, it's like, what is this invisible thing that's happening, you know?
Or for example, you're
not gonna ask for evidence,
you know,
for everything,
you know? Like a cop, for example, you have a friend cop and you run a red light and you're like, oh fuck, and he's like, don't worry, everything is gonna be fine.
I don't think that's an appeal to authority. I mean,
no, you just he is the
listen,
he is actually a protector of the law in a way, right? As a police officer?
I don't know.
Protecting the law.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go with that.
And we just broke the law.
Right.
And because he's like, a police officer and he's the authority, and I say, hey, are we all right? And he says, yeah, don't worry about
it. That's got nothing to do with like if something is true or false. There's no what's the thing that's true or the thing that's false?
The thing that is true is that when we're with a car with a police officer, it's going to be fine.
This is a great joke. This is a very good joke. Yes, cops, man. Always have one in your car so you don't get pulled over. I don't understand where you're going with this.
I don't know what you do. I just thought it's a funny thing to say.
No problem.
It was.
And maybe like that's an appeal to authority. It's like,
it is in a way, but it's a funny joke about appealing to authority, because he is the authority on law.
Yeah, I get that.
He's the authority on breaking the law.
But that's like a pun, though.
Yeah.
It's a play on words.
Yeah.
But anyway, appeal to authority. Where were we before you gave us that amazing story about the cops?
We were just about reading that it's all right to appeal to authority when the authority is the expert on the topic.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, I don't disagree with that, but I think that there's a higher level of this fallacy, or a more general level of this fallacy, which is that, you know, that the thing here, hold on, what the hell page was that?
It's like it can be synthesized in if you agree to that authority without even the thought of questioning ever his methods or his facts.
So person A claims that P. A is considered an authority, therefore P. And so to me what this means is like at the most general level, an expert simply claiming P does not make P true. That's like the most basic version of the appeal to authority. And I think it's important to make this distinction between, you know, that super general form of the fallacy and then this very sort of, you know, situational thing. Because, of course, you're going to listen to an expert if you understand that he's an expert and that it you know, and this is something you're engaged with, you know. So you're going to be like, all right, yeah, you're the guy who knows how to build the car or the nuclear reactor or whatever, so I'm going to defer to your opinion for sure. You know, so build it. Just fucking build it. You know, it's like, I'll help you. I don't fucking understand it. I don't need all the evidence right now because we need to build this nuclear reactor like tomorrow or yesterday. You know what I'm saying?
A nuclear reactor in a car.
In a fucking car.
Fucking cool.
I mean, that was Back to the Future.
Is that even possible?
Back to the Future. Of course it's possible.
Yeah, what was the name of it? Something, the flux capacitor.
The flux capacitor, yeah. But that was the thing that actually made them time travel or some shit.
Yeah.
But then there was also like this engine that he developed that took plutonium.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? And then at some point in Back to the Future 2,
when
he
was in
started
the future.
Putting like... just any kind of banana peels and shit.
Yeah, when he was
the
in
thing,
the future
and
he developed
that,
it.
Yeah, he developed that shit. Man,
God fucking
that dude is a genius. Like, if he was a real person, you know?
He is.
But, you know, he might
there
become like
Jesus
one day. No, seriously. Like, what if, like, people
10,000
years from now, or even 2,000 years from now, they're like, Dr. Emmett Brown was a genius. And nobody knows who Einstein is. Nobody knows who... Kant or whatever philosophers and scientists and
why are we in that scenario?
I have no idea.
How did we get there that we have only evidence about Back to the Future,
all the books, yeah, exactly,
and we have no we have no other literature,
no
left.
Other references to the past. Wow. our single
and
historical
the internet
document
is not a thing.
No, there is no internet for sure.
Oh, fuck.
We
that's
only
a that's a bummer.
That's a dystopia.
That's a zinger.
That's a dystopia.
Yeah.
But, dude, that's like Mad Max. Beyond Thunderdome. Thunderdome. Because do you remember these kids? They were like waiting for this fucking mythical figure to arrive. Did you ever see Beyond?
The original ones?
Mad Max.
No, but the ones with Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
No.
You never saw those?
No.
Oh, my God.
I think that I only seen the first one, I think.
How can we talk about the appeal to authority if you've never seen this movie? I mean, this is... I thought we talked about this. I'm just kidding. No, but seriously, it's a great movie.
I don't think so.
I bet that there's an appeal to authority in there, but the point is that this Mad Max scene of whatever, you know... Anyway, fuck Emmett Brown. Fuck Back to the Future. I think this is time to take a break. I see an empty beer glass.
We already took quite a big break talking about shit about
that
Dr.
is
Emmett
true.
Brown.
But I think that people who want to listen to people talking about fallacies would be okay with that. I feel.
I hope so.
I mean, think about it. If you were listening to a podcast about fallacies, you would be like, "All right, break it up a little bit. You know, make some fucking banter." You'd be like, "Stop talking about the fallacies, like for an entire hour, trying to shove everything." It's like, no, you can't. Anyway, I'm doing it again. Beer time. I'm gonna take a break. It's back on. We're recording.
All right, back. Great.
Voices from the Dark, episode number 23. We're back from the break.
Back from the break with episode number 5 of Mistaken Ideas. Mistaken Ideas.
Appeal to authority is the subject. I think we've sort of exhausted it. I think if you don't know what it is by this point, then...
I don't think we exhausted it. I mean, we can make another one.
We can make another example.
We can make another example. Yeah. So, I can say this beer is great. And because I'm a... No, that's stupid. I don't know where I was going.
I'm a beer brewer. I make
beer.
I'm a beer
brewer. So, you... No, we should be our way around. Like... Steve says that this beer is great because he's a beer brewer, and I therefore should believe him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't say that, but yeah.
But he's a wine expert.
No, Jesus Christ. Not even close.
He's soon to be a wine expert.
Would love to just drink more wine and understand
get wasted.
More wine. Well, not necessarily wasted.
And piss in the garbage can.
Oh my God. Don't talk about that.
All right.
Cut. Evgeny is laughing his ass off right now because of something that you did not just listen to, because it was a whole conversation that we had that we recorded on the break.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, we're not going to air it on this episode, so whatever. So you don't know what the hell he's laughing at? I'm not going to explain it right now because that would defeat the purpose. of cutting it out. No, of cutting it out, because we might as well just leave it in so they can hear it and they'll understand.
Yep.
But they won't. So, I mean, that was okay. That was good. It was an appeal to authority example. But I think that in general, and we can just freestyle, we can do whatever, but there's these appeals, right? Appeal to emotion, appeal to this, appeal to that, appeal to fear. You know, and it's like they all have some kind of, they have something in common. Obviously, the word appeal is in each one of them, right?
Yeah, and so in a sense, something. They're all kind of like an authority, but in a more metaphorical way.
I would even say that they're more like they have the same form, and maybe this is like what a formal fallacy is. It's like, you know, an appeal to X, you know, that would be like X is like the formal way of representing all those things, fear, anxiety, what was it? Authority. I guess anxiety too.
Appeal to anxiety. Oh man, I'm fucking anxious, so therefore I'm right.
Yeah, and so I think that they're all, I guess there's two levels to it. There's like, they're both like sort of rhetorical devices, which means like, you know, they're both argumentative strategies. You know, it's someone is making an appeal to something that is requiring that their claim is true just by merely existing. You know, so because people are scared, you can appeal to their fear and make them believe that something is true, or can try to convince them, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
And we can look at those in the book. I mean, it's up to you, man. Like, I think right next to it is the appeal to celebrity, which I feel like is the easiest one to move on to.
Yeah, but yeah, let's give it a go.
Simply because it's, like, right next to it in the book.
Yeah, sure.
You don't have to...
Let's do it.
Flip through too many pages. Appeal to celebrity. Do you want to read this one?
No.
Okay. Appeal to celebrity. Celebrity A believes that P... A is famous, therefore P.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same exact thing, yeah. So celebrity is taking the place of authority or of person. See now, yeah, that's funny. That's funny because the appeal to celebrity has celebrity in the sort of general description, but the appeal to authority does not. It says person A claims that P, and then A is considered an authority. So actually, I think you can even simplify that shit. Celebrity A believes that P, therefore P. You don't even need A is famous because A is famous, obviously, it's a celebrity.
Yeah.
And then if you said authority A claims that P, therefore P. You don't need to say he's considered an authority.
You
just have to state it. And yeah. I think we just fucking blew Michael Whitey's mind. If he's listening right now, he's like, fuck.
Oh, my God. He's like, I didn't even know that.
Well, maybe he was being helpful.
I had no idea.
Yeah, probably he knows that. I just like to think that we blew his mind, right? Somebody told him that, like,
there's the more these, you know.
Yeah, these knuckleheads talking about his book on their fucking podcast. Michael Whitey, if you are listening.
Fuck off.
No, Jesus. We would love to have you on the show. I actually only know you from this book. I got this book on Amazon, and I searched...
Do you think that he would come after I said, like, first fuck off, and you're like, actually, I would love to have you on your show.
No.
So definitely don't invite him then. I took the authority and I made the decision.
No, actually, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't, but I don't know. I hope that Michael Whitey doesn't think that we dislike him or that I dislike him.
No, I don't
just think he has a funny name.
Yeah.
So I made fun of it a bunch of times.
Right.
And I still say it in a really fucked up way. I say, Michael
Whitey. Hey, Whitey.
Whitey, yeah. Anyway, it's funny. Sorry, buddy. You're not my buddy, but anyway.
No offense.
Let's move on.
It's only business.
We're using your fucking book.
It's only business, man.
Yeah, it's just business. No, but actually, I mean, it's very journalistic, too. It's like, we're just talking about this book because we published it.
It actually, you know what? We are making a commentary on it, so it's not protected by the...
Right.
What was it?
Copyright law.
Copyright law, yeah. That's fair use right now. What we're
100%
doing.
Fair use.
That's fair use.
100% fair use.
So even if you don't like us, Michael Whitey, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah. We're not reading large excerpts of your book. We're not reading your entire book. That would be totally different.
We're not.
Now I feel like we should call him up and be like, yo, man, sorry about the podcast. And he's listen, like, Michael. What podcast?
I know you listen to us. I know you're a fan, Michael, so I'm sorry about what we said. Can we move on? Please, man. Forgive us.
You're going to have to work a little harder than that. I think Michael Whitey is probably...
Hey, Michael, man, come on, buddy.
He's like, probably, I don't know, he's probably serious. No, he makes some jokes in the book.
Yeah, right.
And I mean, on the front of the book, it's like a guy with a pie.
Wow, that's
his
a
face.
That's a great joke. It's hilarious. I cannot stop laughing.
I actually don't know what it means, but
me neither.
I guess because what he's trying to say is, yeah, the definitive guide to flawless rhetoric and bulletproof logic. So this is like
when a politician.
You're caught, yeah, when you're caught in, or just people who have to deal with a politician, like a journalist or something.
Yeah.
Like journalists don't do enough
work. they don't do enough for the society, these journalists.
Holy
come on,
shit.
Journalists, come on, man.
I didn't say that.
Come on.
I don't even know if I was thinking that. But actually, no.
Come on, journalists, come on. You can do some social work, goddammit.
No, I was just thinking that they should pay attention more to fallacies, but whatever.
Yeah, man. You should get like 5 years for not paying attention to fallacies.
Now you're just ridiculing me.
We're going to jail the journalists. Make America great again, man.
Oh, my God.
Let's jail those journalists.
I don't know if you're trolling yourself or you're trolling me, but...
No, I'm just making a fucking stupid character of this Trump supporter.
Yeah, fucking... I can't talk about that shit.
I swear to God not to talk about the Trump.
I mean, I guess that if we were going to talk about it, I mean, we could talk about it here.
I don't really want to. Like in a satiric way. Like,
yeah.
You know, that's it.
I hope everybody enjoyed those jokes by Evgeny. But I don't know. I think we still have more shit to talk about, man. It's like appeal to celebrity. Oh, you know what? Fuck it. Appeal to celebrity. Appeal to common belief. I'm just going to go through the fucking titles. Appeal to desperation. Stop me when you want me to read something.
Appeal to desperation. I guess it's just probably going to be the same thing. I'm desperate, so therefore I'm going to kill myself.
I'm desperate, therefore pee. Some shit like that.
Therefore I'm going to kill myself.
No, I mean, it's going to be a little more general in the beginning, and then he's going to give an example. Don't you know Michael Whitey? You know how Whitey works. Fuck, this light is bright as hell, bro.
Yours is shit. Let me use mine.
Why is mine so shit? No, yours is just as bright.
No, man, mine is blue, so it's better to be yours is yellow.
Yeah, speaking to the mic.
Speaking to the mic.
All right, we're having technical difficulties.
Mike, are you listening?
Appeal to desperation. The politician's syllogism. This is an informal, although it's also been expressed formally. So we haven't gone into really what the difference is, and maybe we should have an episode on that. Are you pretending to fall asleep?
No, I'm breathing heavily.
All right, that's great. Although, yeah, anyway, we haven't gone into the details of, like, what's a formal fallacy and what's an informal fallacy. And I see that I'm boring again, so I'll just read it.
No, I'm just
anyway, one day on one episode we will.
I don't know why. It doesn't even matter. I had a try.
Oh, man, what are you, was that
that's
rap?
Linkin Park.
Oh, Jesus. Don't. I'm going to have to. Got it.
Don't you like Linkin Park? Oh,
I don't
my
think
God,
so.
What's wrong with you?
I'm pretty sure I don't. Situation S. Demand. There's football people here.
Bananas.
I'm getting scared. It's bananas. Situation S demands a response. Action P is proposed as a solution, where P is, in fact, irrelevant to S. Wow. So, demanding that an action be performed to resolve a situation, regardless of whether the proposed action will, in fact, resolve the situation in question. I feel like we can say that better.
Yeah.
Situation 1, S demands a response.
Like the aliens are landing and you're like, come on, let's kill all dogs.
Okay.
Out of desperation.
I think I see the problem with this general definition. He says situation S demands a response. That's not urgent enough. I would say situation S requires a response immediately.
It demands.
Action, Huh?
Demands is like requires it immediately.
But I demand you to do that. Yeah, but I still don't feel the power enough, that the urgency
Listen, so the aliens are landing.
And it's really an aesthetic.
The aliens are landing and they're
gonna kill us all.
And they're hostile, okay? Yes. They're gonna kill us all, and you have to react. You have to do something. So this is demanding. Yeah. This demands an action.
You're right. You're right.
And what you want to do is like protect yourself against the aliens and try to attack them. But what you actually do is like kill all the dogs, because it demands an action. But you take an action that
totally
would not
irrelevant.
Actually resolve anything.
Yeah, I think that's very interesting, and they call it the politician syllogism.
Yeah,
the politician syllogism. So think about that. Yeah. They invent some fucking ghost that's an urgent, let's say the ghost of urgency. Ooh, I like that. They invent a ghost of urgency.
It's like the ghost from the past of Ebenezer Scrooge. But it's the ghost from the future, the ghost of urgency. Christmas Carol. It's like the ghost of the past. It's like it's giving you the ghost from your memories, and then the ghost from the future is the ghost of urgency. You're gonna die, motherfucker, so you better do something.
Pretty much.
That's the ghost of urgency.
There's an example in the book that I don't even want to really mention. It's just kind of boring. Real life example again. Yeah. Talks about Medicare costs. Do you want to read something from the book?
Medicare costs. That's like very particular American thing, Medicare.
Medicare. Well, yeah.
Because
what do they have in Romania?
It kind of sounds
do
like
no.
America, you know, like Medicare. America.
I guess you say
it's
America. Appeal to emotion. We can keep going through the book. Appeal to emotion. Appeal to faith. That one's classic.
Yeah.
For all the Jesus freaks.
Appeal to...
No offense to the Jesus freaks. Oh, my God, I'm sorry.
Appeal to fear.
Argumentum admetum. Argumentum admetum. It sounds diabolical. Everything in Latin sounds diabolical. Argumentum admetum.
You know what I did once with my brother? We have a tradition in Bulgaria. I don't know if you have it in the U.S. A tradition on Easter... Like on the day that actually Christ got crucified on Friday, you go to the church in midnight and you walk around the church like with
naked.
No, with candles. You have like your candle lit up and you walk in a slow circle of people.
Shit?
No, listen. And when I was like 15 or 16, me and my brother we bought white lenses for like white contact lenses, and then we put on some. My girlfriend at the time, she put on some black makeup on our faces with some white, and we had like a cross, and we made it like in a reverse cross, like a satanic symbol, and we were
black
reading
magic,
and we were reading from a book. We were reading some printed things that we had, which were in Latin, and people thought that we were like Satanists, and we were like just reading straight out.
That's cool.
Yeah, we had to run because people got violent.
That's pretty cool.
It was very, very fun. Yeah.
Speaking of black magic.
that's a common interest of ours.
Actually, today is the harvest motherfucking moon.
Yeah, it is. We're going to harvest your fucking souls, motherfuckers.
Did I ever tell you about my... this? No. I'm not even going to fucking talk about it. I'm just going to do it. So fuck that. So, anyway, today's the harvest moon. It's October 24th, and it should be a full moon out there.
It is.
It is, right?
It is.
Did you know that before you left the house?
It is a fucking full moon.
Did you know before you left the house that it was a full moon?
Yeah, I watch the moon every night. If there is.
Oh, my God, that was the best. Yo. I'm going to make that into, like, the logo clip, like the sound bite for fucking Voices from the Dark. I watch the moon every night.
And then the laughter. That's going to be funny.
That was great.
That was good. That's great.
So either whether or not that's true is totally irrelevant to me. I think it's amazing. And it is a fucking full moon, right?
It is what?
It's a fucking full moon, right?
It is.
So, I mean...
It is, it is. No, what I mean is that
we're doing the podcast on a full fucking moon. We should do a podcast on every full moon.
We should do a podcast on Friday the 13th.
Also.
A special. No.
The Friday the 13th special of Voices from the Dark. I could totally get into that. That would be cool.
That would have to be a special. Yeah, on Friday the 13th, Voices from the fucking Dark.
Yeah. Everybody knows I like black magic.
And black metal.
Well, yeah, I mean.
And black chicks. As well. And.
I take the fifth.
Okay.
I'll let you talk about whatever you want to talk about. So, where were we? That was quite a tangent.
It was.
But
yeah.
It is a fucking full moon. And that probably means something, man. It's like
appeal to anxiety.
Appeal to faith.
And to anxiety as well.
Do full moons really make people anxious?
Is it because
of werewolves and shit? I mean, you're Bulgarian, right?
Because they exist, right? The werewolves.
I don't know.
Like, they're in the same...
Dude, you're the one that watches the fucking moon every night. you tell me. You gotta tell me if that's over.
Yeah.
I mean...
I might be.
Werewolves and shit like that.
I might be a lycan. Have you watched, like, Underworld? With the vampires and the lycans?
Oh, that's like, yeah. Lycans, yeah. What was that?
Underworld.
Underworld with...
With that girl, with
English
chick.
English lady.
Yeah.
What the hell is her name? There was a bunch of other people in that.
I don't know her name, but she's a great actress, I think. She does a fine... Great actress, I don't know, but she plays it cool with that character there.
I mean, I guess... I don't know why the hell we're talking about this, but I guess I like those movies, you know, to a degree. Like, there's some okay story in there, but...
There was a Bulgarian hardcore beatdown band... That use the
hardcore beatdown.
Do you know what beatdown is?
No, not really.
It's a really kind of
weird.
Like heavy breakdowns and violent mosh pits type of hardcore, like with heavy breaks and detuned guitars, like on D or something like that. Like very, very downtuned. And they had a skit from one of those movies about the lycans. In the beginning.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. Shout out to Redown from Bulgaria. Fucking nice band.
We should ask them if we can play their music.
Yeah, we can. I think we can.
Did they all die or some shit?
No, I play music all the time on the other show, so we can play whatever the fuck we want.
I actually really try not to roll like that, but, you know... I try not to do that shit, man.
I'm trying to be legit. I'm
trying to be legit, man.
I'm too legit to quit.
We didn't get legit to quit. Wait, are you kicking the table?
What?
Are you kicking the table?
No, I'm not.
I think you were kicking the table. Or maybe it's like the wall.
Yeah, I'm kicking the wall.
Oh, you're kicking the wall?
No, I can't even reach the fucking wall.
It's like a weird kicking sound. You didn't hear that shit? Anyway.
That's going to be a great part of the episode about the kicking sound and the wall.
This is bizarre. Like you.
We have to edit this one out, man.
No, this is just a stupid episode.
All right,
please, let's move on. Appeal to faith. Because we were talking about the fucking goddamn moon, man. And your weird... habit or your obsession with the
moon. How many people download that podcast?
A million?
No, really?
I have no idea.
You never checked?
Nope.
Because you know what?
How do you check?
I don't know.
So what the fuck?
There should be some metrics for sure.
I ain't no expert. I'm just doing this shit because I love this shit. And I think that's what all those millions of people love about this shit.
We're as big as Joe Rogan, apparently.
No,
like millions
no,
of people.
No. Joe Rogan is, you know...
He's catching up.
He's catching up. Yeah. It's getting weird in here, man. But not really. People are, like, looking at us and shit. But that's all right. It's okay. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Whatever. Let's not talk about that. Appeal to faith. Proponent A has faith that P, therefore P. That's even simpler than the appeal to authority, if you ask me. Appeal to faith is basically...
just citing one book.
Yeah, you just believe... No, or you just believe something, and therefore it's true.
Yeah.
That's very, very...
very human.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. Like, think about all the people that are religious, man. So, but it is a human trait to have that.
But going back to what you said way at the beginning of the episode, see, that's... like, I'm a professional. I'm going to bring it all the way back to what you said at the beginning. If I can remember what the fuck that was.
I don't remember either.
Is that we are saying all these things like, oh, yeah, that's very human. Oh, that's very common. We say these things. And I'm not saying that I disagree with that shit, because maybe no, I'm making an appeal to faith. But
these are two different arguments. Sorry for interrupting you. Like, no, I'm saying that this is very human. There is not like a very strict definition of what the human nature is anyway. So it's like open for interpretation. So by design, when I'm saying that, it's going to be a subjective thing. You know, like it's not going to be a fact based in objective reality. When I say that this is a very common thing, it refers to something that exists that people commit. So it's a different type of a... I know why you said that, but it's not the same.
Yeah, I get you. I do agree that there is some difference. Yes, of course. So, either way, we can say that what can we say again? Yeah. So basically,
Whenever you believe something, you think it's true because you just believe in it.
Yeah.
Because you have deep faith, like faith-based belief.
Yeah, or so going back to that thing about whether it's common or whether it's human, I think still human, you know, going back to that, the human thing, it's like, yeah, okay, maybe it is human, but maybe it's not, you know?
Yeah, you know, think about a chimpanzee. Think about a chimp or a bonobo. Yeah. Do you think that if you promise to that chimp 5 gazillion bananas in heaven, he would risk that 2 bananas right now to give it to you based on fate?
I have no idea.
I don't think so. I don't think that they're that sophisticated. So that's human thing.
Still just saying the same thing over...
That's a human trait.
Is that human? Yeah, okay, maybe.
That's human trait.
All right, so appeal to faith, you're saying, is a human trait.
Yeah.
And you're saying that that's objectively true.
That's objectively true.
Get the fuck out.
How can you prove that something else, some other animal, is acting on faith? You cannot.
So what's your argument? Anyway, we're
that
getting
all
way
fallacies
off.
Are made by humans.
All fallacies? Holy shit.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. I think that's outside the scope of this.
How can it be outside the scope? Ideas.
No, it's outside the scope. It's not that we can't talk about it, but I do want to talk more about the appeal to faith and, like, not just whether it's human, like,
all right,
a human
okay.
thing.
Okay, okay.
You know, I just want to talk about what it is. And, you know, I'm going to read this. I'm not going to read it, but I'm going to look at it.
I'm gonna read this. No, I'm just gonna look at it. I'm gonna read it.
Yeah. So it's not just it can be anything to do with belief. So I believe that this chair will make my ass cheeks really solid. Like, I have a lot of muscle from sitting in this chair on my ass cheek, my ass muscles. My gluteus maximus will become a
even more maximum.
Yes. My ass will become super muscular by sitting on this seat.
Yeah.
So I believe that. That shit is fucking true. That's it. That's an appeal to faith. It's like...
that's true for me, man.
Because when I sit here, you know, I feel like every time I stand up, my ass is tighter. Or some shit like that, you know?
Interesting feeling, man.
So I believe that.
Good for you, Steve.
And, no, not me. I'm making a character. Oh, like, okay. And so that's the appeal to faith. It's like, you just believe it. It can be anything that you believe that confirms I mean, isn't that right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what an appeal to faith is?
I think so.
Why don't you take a look at this shit? Look, here. Get your fancy light out. You take a look at that while I talk about.
Okay. So.
Oh, okay. He's already ready. All right.
Almost any religious dogma will. Look at that sentence. Almost any religious dogma will almost, by definition, rely on the fallacy to some extent. In defending these dogmas, some apologists will also appeal to reasons. To reason, St. Thomas Aquinas' Summa Theologica, for instance, is a masterpiece of subtle and profound argumentation in defense of the Catholic dogma. Other religious apologists relegate a much greater role to pure faith. For instance, there is an...
inimitable. The inimitable. He's saying the very unique. Let's say.
Tertullian. Yeah. Oh, that's too long. Man.
Yeah, no, it's too long. That's why I said, just take a look at it. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to read it, especially since we don't want to get into the copyright war with Michael Wifey.
Yeah.
Who is definitely listening right now? So just take a look at it. I'm gonna take a sip of my beer. I really think that the appeal to faith is also quite simple. We spoke before about, the appeal to celebrity was very simple. Maybe I'm not seeing that there's a more complexity. I mean, I would like to. We're doing all right. I think actually we should wrap it up.
All right, let's wrap it up.
We have like 10 minutes.
All right, I'm not sure that I can do another 10 minutes.
Oh my God, you can definitely do it. You just did. But that's you just did 28 minutes and without any actual physical or mental exertion, from what I could tell. Like, I'm just sitting here next to you in the bar, and it seems like you're just drinking beer and you're totally fine. So, I mean, 10 minutes is nothing, actually.
All right.
Point is that I think that actually, since this is Mistaken Ideas number 5, which is a nice round, or not round, a nice acute number, let's say. Number 5 is a cute number, Mistaken Ideas. I think that cute simply, number. Yeah, right? It's cute.
It's cute, though.
I think that simply going with one fallacy per episode is actually too little. I think that there should be like some themes, like this thing that we did.
The appeals,
you know, and so I think that this was an interesting episode, not only because we are fucking high as hell and we're just like going on lots of tangents and shit, but also because it shows that we could have like a different structure. It doesn't have to just be like this weird thing, one fallacy per episode. So I think it's good. I think it's a progress or whatever. You know, what is a podcast except, I mean, it's an experiment.
In conversation.
Oh, my God. That's so true.
All right.
And
are we taking that break or what?
Yeah, we can take a quick one. Yeah. And then, yeah.
Or we can just.
No. Yeah, let's take a quick break. All right, bye. That was your phone. Okay. So we're back. We're going to close it up with basically some shout-outs. Basically, RBL Berlin. What, actually, Evgeny needs to do his shout-outs first because I want to drink my beer. Is that cool?
It is cool, yeah. So, you should know that by now because Steve had already published like a couple of episodes. 2 or 3? How much?
Oof, 4 maybe.
4 on RBL. Yeah. Okay, so Radio Mandalarga .it is
dot it, right? Dot it.
Yeah, dot like it, Italy. Like for Italy. Yeah. I'm sorry about that.
It.
It's an online radio that has a branch here in Berlin called RBL Berlin.
Which is, yeah, like you said, Radio Mandalarga.
Radio Mandalarga, exactly. And it's a pretty cool project, I believe, with a bunch of friends of ours, and we are part of it. Steve airs the Voice from the Dark artist series there.
Well, actually, I would love to do one of these on that, but
yeah, sure, Yeah, no, that's up to you. For the future, maybe. Yeah, so there is Voice from the Dark, and there is the LBLWA that I'm a part of.
Good hip-hop show. Good hip-hop show.
It's nice, yeah. I have a lot of fun doing it. And there's some other shit as well. Like, you can listen, for example, to 87.90, which is a great disco.
On Saturdays, though.
That's Saturdays from... what's the hours? I think it's from 7 to 9 on Saturdays. I'm not sure, though. But I think so. Yeah, you should check it. It's for disco, Italo disco. They're playing some funk as well. If you ask them, it's just groovy. They do it for the groove. Both of them, Giacomo and Marco. It's basically a pretty, pretty fun little experiment into a community based around radio and music. Which is great. I mean, just like the whole team are great fucking people, and I like every single one of them. So yeah, if you just want to like change up a little bit your media consumption, you can give Radio Banda Larga a try.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't know how they do the whole like. Do they host the old episodes somewhere, or
I don't know? No,
actually, they just something I always
like. It's a radio. No, you just like listen to it as a radio.
Yeah, I mean,
it has a bunch of other. The radio in Italy has a bunch of other shows that are going on here in the week. Yeah. So you
also listen to like it as a radio from Italy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, those I would. Yeah, that's like half of my shout outs, I guess, and then I have shout outs. For obviously the artist series, which is also on RBL Berlin. I mean, every series I feel like could be on RBL Berlin. But then there's
shout out to La Beto Lab.
Of course, La Beto Lab, great place. Shout out
to Strasse,
to
45.
Horse Bar, Alle Strasse.
Yeah.
3, I think.
I think so.
Horse
yeah.
Bar and La Beto Lab. They're like basically neighbors, and I feel like there's gonna be some crazy shit going on. We're gonna make connections. Everybody's gonna be fucking parties, man. Events. I'm serious. It's gonna be a podcasting explosion, or like, yeah, whatever, man. It's my prediction.
It is the future.
And the Spectrum, the other Voices from the Dark series, with Neo, where we talk about political concepts as they're used, or political terminology as they're used in the United States, and you know, somewhat contextually also Europe, since we live here, I guess. She definitely knows more about that shit than I do. I have no clue really about European. I mean, I know some shit, but you know, the basic shit. I don't know.
The basic things about
Europe.
Yeah,
the basic things.
Like where it is.
You know, Poland is like a fascist. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, Europe is this place there with a little thing that looks like a boot. That's Italy, and Europe is around it.
That's right. And Sicily is right next to the toe of the
ball. Yeah, it's kicking the ball.
Yeah.
So they're really good at soccer. That's Italy.
Damn, and Sicily's the fucking soccer ball?
Yeah, Italy is kicking the shit out of Sicily.
Fuck up. Anyway, yeah. Not even gonna, I don't want to talk about that shit. But, yeah. Shout outs, I think...
Shout out to Steve's lighter for lighting it the whole night.
Yeah, man. It's our source of light. Listen, we have Voices from the Dark, and we need some light.
Voices from the Light.
No.
It's
definitely not Voices from the Light. That's something else. That's that.
That sounds like a porn show, Voices from the Light.
All right, I guess also shout out to... Soul Cat, pretty good atmosphere. I think they have a nice little spot here for for podcasting. I don't know if they would be into
having like a podcast evening.
Yeah. I mean, they seem like it's just people come here to drink and that's it, and they don't give a fuck about anything else. But actually, they have a lot of cool like art on the walls. There's like Billie Holiday images and like all kinds of soul. I mean, more soul than I mean.
And soulless.
Sam Cooke. I'm pretty soulless.
Yeah, I'm dead from the inside, man.
Huh?
I'm dead from the inside.
Okay. No, you like Rihanna.
Yeah.
I mean, that proves you have a soul.
No, I like some soul food things.
Huh? Just, yeah, of course.
Just kidding. All right. Yeah.
But actually, there was another thing. I guess I would just, it's like something you've probably never heard me talk about. I was thinking, or maybe I mentioned this to you. Basically, it would be cool to do mistaken ideas plus some fucking hip hop shit from your side. That would be fucking
why not?
Cool.
Why not? I would like to do that.
I mean, the only thing is that copyright stuff, man. How does one work around that? Like, seriously. Anyway, it's an issue. Isn't it an issue?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so. For us, I don't think so.
I mean, listen, maybe if it was within mistaken ideas, it would be totally, like...
Mistaken. Come on, man, you're mistaken our idea. We just want to play some music.
It would be closer to fair use is what I'm saying.
No.
No?
No, we're playing straight up the whole thing.
Yeah,
it's not fair use.
Ah, fuck!
But we can freestyle. We can play some beats.
You can freestyle. I'm not. I can do the beats. I can do the beatbox. Don't even ask me to beatbox. I'm not gonna do it. It's a private thing I do with me and my son. We beatbox. He's getting better and better every day.
Are you?
Me?
Yeah.
No,
are you getting
better?
I'm
not. I'm getting worse. I'm getting whiter and whiter every day.
Yeah, you
every
know.
Every day that I live in Berlin.
There is another thing about Steve that he's one of the only people that I know when they're practicing something, they're actually not getting better at it. It's Kicker.
That is very mean.
He never got better at Kicker.
I think that's a challenge. And I also think
he played the same way in the beginning, and now he plays exactly like it was back then.
I think that that is a challenge, and I think that
how are you gonna challenge that?
I'm saying I think that's a challenge from you. It's a claim from you, and I think that I'm ready to prove that shit wrong. And so with that, I just want to close off the episode number 23 with mistaken ideas number 5.
That was mistaken idea number 6, because I mistake about the idea that I can that Steve never got better from the time that he started.
No, we're gonna challenge that claim right after we end the episode.
Okay.
So we're gonna go to A-Bar.
And we're gonna
shout out to
Kicker.
A-Bar. Shout out to A-Bar on Weserstrasse and whatever that other street is. And I'm gonna show you that I'm definitely better than you in fucking Kicker. Not that that was your claim. So I was just building a little straw man.
I never said that.
It's true. Anyway, so thanks for listening, people. Thanks to Michael Whitey for listening. All the other
thanks
people.
Thanks to Sam Harris for listening as well.
Oh, my God.
He definitely listens to our podcast.
Oh, my God, no. I hope not. We should talk shit about him then. Fuck you, Sam Harris. You're a twat. How about that?
Whoa.
Hey, now. Don't talk about Sam Harris.
There is a serious hate relationship right
now.
No.
Sam, I love you.
Buddy.
I think that you are redeemable. But you need to work on some shit. You need to work on some shit. I'm serious. Like, whatever. Call me up. All right. Bye.
Hit Steve in the DMs. Come on.